This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Tangy, salty, and sweet. Pickled herring is as New York as bagels and cream cheese. The preserved fish has a long history in Jewish, Swedish, Eastern European, and Japanese culture. In New York, the institution Russ and Daughters has been serving herring for nearly a century. Today, we have owner Josh Russ in to talk about pickled herring for this week's segment of Last Chance Foods. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Pickled fish seems like kind of an acquired taste.
It does evoke strong responses, and people either love it or don't like it and are afraid of it.
So you brought in, much to my delight, a square white plate of different kinds of herring that Russ and Daughters offers. What am I looking at here?
We have the traditional pickled herring with plain sauce, and then we have another more traditional herring with cream sauce.
And a mustard sauce and a curry sauce.
A curry sauce. And the mustard and the curry are more Scandinavian sauces. Then there's a couple others. Holland herring, which is very slightly cured, almost raw. And then a schmaltz herring, which is really the beginnings of herring. It's a salt-cured herring. Around when my great-grandfather first came to the Lower East Side, he sold salted herrings and salted salmon from a pushcart.
The last 2 weeks we've talked about pickles on Last Chance Foods.
Right.
And we've encouraged people to look at recipes so they could pickle at home.
Yeah.
Is this something to try at home, pickling herring?
These salt fillets are hard to come by, and they're salted for 6 months. So you don't want to get a raw herring and try to salt it and then pickle it. It's probably not something you want to try at home, but we do all these sauces, like we just said. And I hope they're going to put a recipe up of a mustard and dill herring, so you can get a base pickled herring and then prepare a mustard and dill sauce and put that together.
We will definitely do that.
Yeah.
For those of us who aren't familiar with pickled herring, what's the best way to enjoy them?
In all honesty, I think it's on a cracker, just like you have there, a thin crisp. When I was a child at my grandmother's house, I used to pile all kinds of cream cheese and different fishes on a bagel and then put pickled herring on top. But I got yelled at every time I did that, so I don't recommend you doing that.
Yeah.
It's like you're ruining all the flavors, and I just wanted it all in one bite.
Why do you think herring is such a New York tradition?
I think it started off being a Eastern European immigrant tradition. And when all of these immigrants came over, they didn't have much money. So they were looking for the cheapest foods out there, and herring is very cheap and locally available.
Your family's been doing this for a long time. Did you know right away that you wanted to get involved in the family business?
I did not, actually. I wasn't involved as a child. I did come into the store and steal handfuls of candy, but I grew up upstate outside of the business and then became a chemical engineer in semiconductors at West. And when I think I was 26, I started thinking about my family's roots, the history of my family, what my grandmother did with her life, which was Russ and Daughters from, I don't know, maybe 10 to 65.
Wow.
And it started becoming important to me when my uncle decided he was preparing to move on, maybe retire. I told him that I would leave my career and come back into the business. And he laughed at me for a while and told me, what are you, crazy? You have like a cush desk job and you want to stand on your feet and cut fish all day? And I convinced him that I would be into it.
So, and what made you want to stand on your feet and cut fish all day?
The passion of being able to see the people you're feeding. Food in general evokes such a strong response from people.
And this food in particular, too, because of people's memories of it.
Right, because it's a tradition, a family tradition. Families have been eating this for generations. I see customers that have been shopping there for 60 years. I mean, it's just an amazing experience.
That's wonderful. Do you have little old ladies come in and pinch your cheek and say, I remember when you were knee-high?
They did that when I was younger.
Oh, they don't dare do it now.
These days, they're all trying to kiss me or something. No cheek pinching.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and for bringing this delicious plate of herring. It looks delightful and smells great. I've been speaking with Josh Russ of Russ and Daughters on East Houston Street in Lower Manhattan. To learn more about pickled herring and to tell us about how you eat it, go to the culture page at WNYC.org. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
Next week, Last Chance Foods talks about kimchi, the Korean fermented cabbage. This is WNYC.